Hi, this is Ashley C. Williams from The Human Centipede, and you're listening to the Necronomicast.
Good evening, Clary.
I own a motel. Not too far from you. And you'd be welcome to spend the night in one of the empty rooms if you'd like.
It burns! Oh, it burns! And I'm the devil!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Necronomicast. My name is Wayne.
This is Zip.
This is Lori.
This is Brian.
This is Doug. Hello.
Hey, and we are back from Crypticon Kansas City,
yes.
2015.
Woo.
So this is kind of like Saturday when you guys all showed up and we all manned the booth.
We were all fresh.
Or womaned the booth.
Womaned the booth.
As the case
Whoa,
may be.
Man. Yeah.
Whoa.
Only a couple of us womaned. But yeah, so we're back. We had a great time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is your guy. So who is any of you ever been to a con before? People are asking us.
I've never been to any sort of con.
Me neither.
Nor I.
Oh, you guys were all virgins?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
it was.
Rock nice. I was a very nervous virgin, but but Wayne and Lori and Zip were very attentive to my needs and relaxed when I got there, and everything was fine.
We did share a hotel room. Yes. So, yeah, we had a great time. We set up a booth, and for those of you that listen to the first part one of this episode, but what happened was that we wanted to bring the Necronomicast down to Crypticon. We did, brought a table, we brought some stuff to sell, brought some t-shirts, had some raffles, and we all went down there and ended up meeting a lot of people.
It was fun.
Yeah. Well, what was great about it, too, and I don't think we knew this before we got down there because they didn't publish a list of all the vendors that were going to be there, but we were the only podcast officially there as vendors. I mean,
right.
We met some other great guys like the Nerds of Nostalgia and Attack of the Killer podcast guys that were just happening to be going through the convention, but we were the only vendors that were podcasts. So that was what I thought. That was really cool because not that we cornered the market in any way.
Made me wonder if it was something that's ever normally done. Do other podcasts?
I don't know. Like I said, I saw one.
Trendsetters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trendsetters.
Totally.
At Gen Con, they had a podcast set up, a table there, and they were just, they were
facing
towards.
Those guys are nerds.
Yeah.
Just joking.
We were pretty nerdy, too. We were horror nerds.
I resemble that remark.
Oh, okay. Well, was a very distinctive difference between Gen Con, the folks at Gen Con, and the folks at Crypticon.
Do you like Lucifer?
Yeah.
Do you like Lucifer?
On Facebook?
But wasn't that cool, kind of being the only.
Instagram.
We had our mics set up. We had the whole kit and caboodle. Wayne brought the whole rig down, and so we could do, interviews with everybody and try and snag a celebrity or two to come in and say hi. I thought that was really cool that that you guys set it up, but we did that because nobody else had a podcast.
Right.
Live
open
from Crypticon.
Mind, yeah,
and as I go through the Facebook comments of different people and whatnot, I see the Crypticon headquarters people liking, the different things. I think they appreciated the fact that, this is more publicity for them. And
Yeah.
Win-win all the way around.
So pat yourselves on the back.
Yeah. Hey, there
we
go. That's good job.
I felt cool wearing my headphones.
And see?
Right. People looking at us recording. Like, we're recording. We're doing stuff right here, guys. You guys can't hear what we're saying or anything like that.
Yeah. But rush assured, it's important. And
see, generally what I'm about to say is not important and it's stupid.
Yeah.
But they don't know that yet, so I probably seem pretty.
But
cool.
Tune in, folks, and
find out how stupid we sound at Necronomicast.com.
We did meet a ton of people. We had a couple of raffles. So, and thanks to everybody that donated. If you're listening, thank you for buying a raffle ticket. Thanks for buying anything down there. We brought some stuff. Lori and I made some things just to try and cover our costs for going down there, renting the table and all in it. And you guys seemed to enjoy that. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun to have. We talked about the celebrities there. We talked about things like that. And we talked about the, who was it that came down and talked to us? The Brian missed out on.
Derek Mears.
Derek, that's right.
Yeah, we talked to him for a
long time. Oh, my God, half an hour he was
cool
hanging
guy.
Out.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was kind of crazy.
He wasn't able to let us record anything, But he was so nice about it.
When was that?
Talked
Sunday?
To us about a book.
That was on Sunday. I have a theory about that, and I'll tell you off the air. But no, yeah, that's cool that he came down, because you know when Doug and I stood in line to get a photograph, an autograph with Derek, he really took his time. Like there was, I'm like, oh, there's nobody in line. This will be quick. But no, mm-hmm. it took forever to get through the line because he really spent time to talk to people and sign stuff. And then people brought big posters, and he's like, do you want me to sign a little corny here? Like you're getting, you know, you're like, you're going to get a bunch of signatures, or do you want me to sign it big? And everybody's like, sign it big. And I mean, he actually took the time to.
That was interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, he looked like he was really enjoying it just as much as everybody else that was attending it. So.
Well, he like, probably liked picking people up like that, like he did for our picture.
Yeah. I'm going to pick you up and look
tall. Yeah. He grabbed you by the scruff of your collar and then choked me around my neck. So I think I got choked like 7 or 8 times during that weekend.
Yeah. Sorry about that. By some
and one happened at the Days Inn.
Right.
Yeah. Sunday morning.
That was something.
Packed my gimp suit.
That's what
for
I like.
For cosplay.
Purposes only, right?
I like taking pictures at the con because at the horror con because usually I don't know how to look in a picture, like does I like a dopey smile or whatever. But every time you get a picture with someone, you can act and make a stupid face.
Exactly.
Right. And you don't have to. Yeah.
One thing that I wanted to say also, and I think I said it on part one. Which was recorded at Kansas City. I was amazed, being my first convention of sorts of like the other than music educators or something nerdy and benign convention. Like that. But I was just amazed at the amount of talent that was all over the place. You know, Wayne had his stuff that he created, and that was amazing, and people really had a good response to that. But I was really impressed with the people that just took it upon themselves to wear a homemade costume. And when you say homemade, it sounds kind of
quaint
or like, yeah, I made
sheet
this
over your head.
But no, these are like
next year I'm doing that. I'm wearing a ghost sheet on my head.
Right.
I'm a ghost.
Well, you're going to get a rock in your bag. But
podcast Mike, crew.
But I mean, we had across from us, we had a guy that was painting, you know, I mean that painted these horror, you know, original concepts, and then the guys that made the Hellraiser boxes,
wow,
amazing,
yeah. We've got an interview with those guys coming up.
You know, just the amount of talent in the place was
the taxidermy lady.
Yeah, right. I forgot
she was
to go
impressive,
look at her.
Creepy.
You told me about that.
Oh my god,
I forgot.
You would have totally dug it.
So I really appreciated that.
Next year.
I really appreciated the thought and the effort that people put into. You know, it's not just a hobby. I mean, it's like, you know, they really dig horror films, and they really dig sci-fi, and they really dig, you know, whatever genre that they're into that they... Yeah,
I appreciated the Exotica girls.
Yes.
There's a lot of tail at the Crypticon, too, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a con thing.
Talent.
Totally.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So we'd love to do it again. We do have some bonus episodes coming up. To talk about talk with some of the vendors, including the ones we just mentioned. So we'll have bonus episodes you can listen to of those and get kind of the lowdown. And we're going to have a bonus episode with Tony Todd.
Mm-hmm.
Quick interview that Zip and I got to do. He came right up to the booth as we were almost packing away the mics. It was crazy, and I couldn't put them back together. So I, you know, I did a remote with kind of like I did before.
Yeah, that's perfect, though.
What's you know with Tony Todd? I just read it today. And I'll come back to him when I find it on my phone because that doesn't make for good audio. But he just was hired, and it was just announced today, to be the villain on some DC movie coming up.
Oh, cool.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, wow. I'll look it up when somebody
else
is talking.
That's exciting.
Right on.
One of the things I liked, because I have been to a convention before, more of like a Comic-Con sort of convention, I actually thought it was really cool to be behind the booth rather than like just walking around.
Yeah.
Like, because I still, I mean, we did get to walk around, you know, mm-hmm. everybody took turns, but I thought it was kind of cool because it's a whole different world back behind there.
Right.
Where you're all just sort of like, just like solidarity and the vendors and everybody's kind of chatting and I don't know, it was just a different feel, but I thought it was cool. I liked that part.
Well, I felt like because I was stationary, I got to see everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when you walk around, I mean, you only get, I mean, there's only so many vendors. And some of it wasn't really that interesting personally, but once you went around a couple times, you saw pretty much everything. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I mean, like the people that went there and like were still there all day, it was like
Yeah.
Did you see it all yet?
Yeah.
I did yesterday. But no, just the fun of just sitting there and this nonstop parade coming by.
Totally.
We got to see all the cool costumes. We got to meet all kinds of people. I got to hand out lots of business cards and tell people what it was we did. And almost everybody seemed interested. There were a few people that didn't want to talk. I'd say hello to, and they were just like, I can make that guy's going to try to sell me something.
Yeah. Like, hey, no eye contact.
Hey,
do you have enough life insurance?
Hey.
You'd look great in this new car.
I've got Amway.
Can I sell you a Smokey and the Bandit car?
Oh, the cars are great, too.
Those cool. And Zip and I made a joke in the last show that we went out and saw a band called Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney, yeah.
And so we were like, well, we went outside and listened to Mitt Romney for a little bit, and he wasn't giving us a tax plan or anything like that. But it was just a guy and his guitar and a drummer, and they were just rocking and rolling out there. It was great.
Talk about the comedian that you said was real good.
There was a comedian out there, and
I think
you know, if I had a constructive criticism for
not the one that we saw altogether, right? You're talking about a different guy.
Well, I was just going to say, right, we saw Friday that was up on Saturday also.
Oh man, really?
What I just wanted to say about the outside events is that I think this event, and I see this is like the sixth one that they've had, six in a row for year seven. I think it's grown to the point where they might look into, and Kansas City has a huge talent pool. They might look into getting somebody that is a professional MC or something like that to kind of officiate what's going outside. Because I thought if anything that could be improved upon would be the outdoor show, the costume contest or anything like that. Everything moved fine, and I just thought it would benefit from somebody to engage the audience, because you have these people that left the inside to go outside into the spacious parking lot where they had the whole sound system set up, and they had bands, and they had a bar and everything. All they needed was just to engage the audience and keep them focused in between the acts.
Right.
And the comic did his best. But I think it would really benefit the festival, you know, for the nightlife or whatnot, to have somebody to really, like I said, engage.
Host the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, let's host it. There's a lot of downtime during the costume contest. During the costume contest, there's all these great costumes up there. And so the judges were just kind of talking, and it was quiet for a long time. There's nothing coming through the sound system. And so people like me that were like 40 feet back with all these people, I was like, well, I guess I'll go take a leak. I guess I'll go grab a beer.
I'll shout something inappropriate. Yeah. Not that you did.
No.
But we did. But we totally did.
But, you know, it's like, okay, I guess this is where I go do...
Yeah.
Grab what a beer do or do something like
that. Go look at the Ecto-mobile.
Right. So, I mean...
No, that's true. I thought about that, too, and a lot of them. I mean, having kind of a show that goes on all day and all night, I mean, that's a long time. Like, you need multiple hosts.
Yes. Man!
You're going to need MCs, and then you're going to need guys from horror podcasts to come up and MC, and then you're going to need, you know, all
But I say that as a positive, though, just that the festival was that big, I thought.
Yeah.
That it would benefit from, in year seven, thinking about the outdoor aspect of it. Yeah. Because the outdoor aspect was hopping, man. It was hopping during the day.
Cool. One thing I would say could be improved upon also in the indoor thing was a public address system, aside from the one guy that just came in and shouted.
I kind of like that. But you got used to him by the end of it.
I really can't hear very well, so half the time he was shouting, it just was...
This is a white S10 Blazer.
Just sounded like, no.
Oh, he was great. He was in a kilt and everything. I thought it was hilarious. It was great. You can hear it.
It was all about moving cars.
At the end of the day, though.
People just learn how to park their fucking car.
Yeah, right.
Right, exactly.
Don't park in the white zone. That's for unloading and loading only.
Come on.
At the end, people were caught. You'd hear the whole floor just kind of get real quiet when he started.
Yeah.
Have your attention. Everybody just started quieting down. They didn't know. At first, I thought somebody was having a heart attack. Like, somebody's in trouble.
Ah, screw it. I got a red car. I'm going to keep talking.
And the Wi-Fi was tough. That was a tough thing.
Yeah.
Getting slammed, though, man.
Yeah,
totally. That's hard. I was actually really impressed by how respectful everyone was. I mean, oh, yeah. You know,
ain't that the truth?
Yeah, like out in this parking lot, which is where we were, where all the outdoor shows were. There's hundreds of people milling about all throughout the day and night, and I never really saw a lot of the hotel staff out there sweeping right. up or anything, but I didn't see any litter. I didn't Mm-mm. see any beer bottles or any beer cans.
For
or
as much
nothing.
Like metal dudes walking around right. drinking beer all day.
Yeah.
I didn't
no
say
litter.
There wasn't see a any hint litter. Of
there
trouble.
Was, there was no trouble. No. There was no belligerence. They yeah. all can handle their liquor.
And I didn't see any
Clearly.
Horror fans can handle their
yeah.
booze.
Well, and I didn't step in any vomit either.
Right. Right.
Right.
You know. And it was a warm
Not any
day.
Real vomit.
Yeah, yeah, plenty, yeah. Of, plenty of fake vomit. Yeah. No, I think the organizers of the whole thing, and I'm not just saying this. I mean, if it wasn't this way, I wouldn't be patting them on the back. But I thought for as many as for the humanity and the different types of people and people carrying fake machine guns and machetes and all the, I mean, for everything that was going on, I thought it was about as smooth as you can get.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they should be commended for that, and I can't wait for year 7.
Oh, totally. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, from the very beginning when we walked in, the tables are all set, they're ready to go, they got the
Yeah, they were
the
pro.
Tablecloths on them. They we had it was easy to get in. We had no problems getting set up, power, everything we needed. Snacks
even.
So,
right.
Yeah.
It was really nice for Doug and I just to walk in and have everything done, too.
Yeah.
Rockstar.
Next year, yeah. you're going to set up.
Yeah. Next year, we'll have a schedule.
For you guys at home, Doug and I just came down for Saturday and weren't there for a setup or cleanup on Saturday or Sunday.
You mean you weren't there to get in the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
We let the pros do that.
Well, hey, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, We'll talk about a couple of the vendors that were down there that we,
yeah,
that we want to talk about when we come back after this.
Do you find your life lacking meaning and purpose? Do you get up every morning and say, there's gotta be a better way? Are you a horror film fan and don't understand why your friends and family hasn't seen Necromantic? Do you know people who say that they love Jason from the Nightmare on Elm Street movies? Are you bored with your current podcast? Do you find yourself answering these questions out loud and getting weird looks from other people in your office? Well, now you never have to worry about those nasty stains again. Now you have a meaning to your boring, miserable life because now you can listen to Attack of the Killer Podcast. That's right, Attack of the Killer Podcast. Attack of the Killer Podcast has all the vitamins and minerals for a well-balanced breakfast. On Attack of the Killer Podcast, you can marvel at the crew as they discuss various horror films, such as High Tension and High Tension. Listen with your ear holes as the attackers pick a topic and then derail from that topic for at least an hour every episode. Be extremely disturbed as you learn the true love Insane Mike has for his Jason Goes to Hell DVD. But wait, there's more. The gang at Attack of the Killer Podcast give you their guarantee that every episode will contain at least 2 hours of in-depth horror discussion. Or at least until they get bored, which usually happens after about the first 30 minutes. Listen to what this satisfied customer has to say about Attack of the Killer Podcast.
Who the hell are you? What are you doing in my bathroom?
So don't wait. Follow the rest of the mindless sheep and listen to Attack of the Killer Podcast. Attack of the Killer Podcast can be heard at attackofthekillerpodcast.com or at stitcher.com. You can also follow Attack of the Killer Podcast on Facebook at Attack of the Killer Podcast or on Twitter at AOTKP. So act now. Offers limited. Operators are standing by. Blah, 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 blah.
All right, and we're back. All right, so Lori got a book. You got a book.
I did.
Ooh, how's
and,
that work?
You're currently reading it?
Yes. Suzanne Lambden, Morbid Hearts. And she was at the con.
And we got... actually, she was on the first part of this episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, she had great stories to tell, yeah. Kind of off the record, I guess.
Yeah, we had a lot of great stories off the record. We should
I know.
Be
That's always
those.
The case.
I remember
though.
Listening to all she was actually, I'm like, why aren't we recording these? Yeah,
she was actually yeah. came back, she was talking with one of her people at her booth, and that guy came over and was saying, like, she's really nervous that you guys were recorded.
Oh, really?
Her stories. Yeah. I'm like, we wish we would have recorded her stories, but as we heard the stories, we knew that they should not have
we're
been
cool. We're not
recorded.
Dicks.
Because she told us a lot of stuff about some famous people.
Yeah. It was right. very entertaining. It was very good.
Super.
Yeah. It was pretty great.
So, yeah, I'm reading this book, and it's, I guess she's got a kind of collection of Zombie and Beyond.
Not right, because there's all sorts of different creatures.
Yeah, there's like were creatures and, you know, this mutating virus kind of thing that she gets into.
On the last show, things about Colorado?
Yes. The books are, well, at least this one is based in Colorado. So, Dead Hearts.
She said she did every touristy location in Colorado.
Yeah.
In there. That's kind of cool.
Right. And again, that was cool that there's the wide variety of people that make stuff. There's people that, like us, that talk about stuff. And she was a writer, and she had her book for sale, and yeah,
she had a series.
That's what I'm like.
There were three or four authors there, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
lots of artists and whatnot.
Yeah.
And the movie stars. Yes.
And on the movie stars. Speaking of movies, one thing we did come back was with the giant spider.
Yes.
Yeah. From our booth mate.
Yeah. Yes. Chris Mim?
Is that his Chris name? Mim? I'm hoping I pronounced that right.
And yeah. Mimiverse is what he kept calling Mimiverse. The
right.
No, I haven't watched his movies yet. I know you guys bought it and been watching it and raving about it, but I just want to say, just personally, that guy was really, really nice. Mm-hmm. And, and the fact that we had, you know, we kind of shared a space, you know, or split a space kind of with him or whatnot, that, you know, with five of us kind of coming in and out, and we were really active with grabbing the people in costume over to have their photos taken.
We invaded his space quite a bit.
But man, you know, he was a pro. He was a real pro. It's totally nice, and his stuff was legit, man.
We had long, in-depth conversations. He was an awesome booth mate.
Yeah,
I was chatting with him for a while there on Saturday.
And a lot of people were familiar with his movies.
Right.
Yes.
You know, and we're stopping to talk to him about the movies they liked. And
buying extra or different ones.
I'm surprised he wasn't selling burger dogs there.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, that would be
because
rad.
You guys were talking about it, and then I remember like asking you guys, like, what are you talking about, burger dog? And I went and I Google searched it, and they have this whole side industry with this...
Uncle John's Burger Dogs.
Right. With a butcher up in wherever they're from or whoever's making it.
Did we tell that Twin story Cities. On their name?
I'm not Twin sure. Cities. And you can buy them by the case and whatnot, and they sound delicious. They sound amazing. Yeah. And they're part of his movie, The Giant Spider.
Right.
Yeah, they're in the
That's
in
our
the movie.
Plan. That's what we want to do is we want to buy a couple of packages of the Uncle John's Burger Dogs and then like have a little showing of The Giant Spider.
Maybe we should explain to the listeners what his movies are. I think we've skipped over it.
Yeah.
Haven't really.
Yeah, I'm not sure if we talked about that while we were there
what
or
he
not.
Does.
But yeah, let's now that we've seen it.
Yeah.
So we came home and we got the movie The Giant Spider. Now Doug, you bought it as well.
Yeah.
Tell him.
I loved it. Well, what it is a new movie that looks like an old movie. Mm-hmm. You know?
Like a B movie?
Yeah, kind of like The Giant Spider.
A
it looks like
movie.
Yeah, exactly. And it looks,
like 50s style?
Yes.
Black and white.
Like, I got his podcast and listened to it, and on his podcast he read some different reviews on Amazon, and... And his favorite were some people that legitimately they thought it was an old movie, and they gave it like one star, and they're like, if I had known this was an old movie, you know, I never would have rented this, you know. And he was just like, that's so awesome, you know. I nailed it so great, you know. But they're totally entertaining. It's not actually bad. It's only bad if you expected it to be, you know, high effect. I mean, this is a superimposed tarantula, you know.
Right.
But it's so great. He just nails every beat. Like, what did you say? You were just waiting for that shot where the big leg sticks itself.
Yeah.
There's the door in the barn. Yes.
Please have a big prosthetic leg.
Yes.
And they did. Spider leg comes down. You know, I was like, yes. And the little puppet face of the spider with the eyes and the fangs. opening its mouth. And the eyes move back and forth. I just love that. Every time it came on, I couldn't stop laughing.
That's cool. They just got the love for that part of the genre, you know, that whole era, and he wants to emulate it, but yet make it his own. Again, it's the talent that was all assembled at this Comic-Con. Is great.
Yeah, I'm going to get a couple more of his movies and stuff.
We need to get a case of those.
Uncle John's.
I like your idea, Lauren.
We're going to do that. That'll happen soon.
So it's like hamburger and
bacon,
hot dog and bacon and everything just smooshed into a
cheese,
casing.
And cheese put into a casing. So we're going to try it out, and we'll try them out on the show, and we'll watch a Giant Spider or something.
Yeah.
I know, or another movie.
We'll
he's got a bunch
eat
of movies
right in
out.
Front of you.
He's got like 10 movies.
Maybe
whatever.
We can do
a Dark Side of the
Dark
movie.
Side of the Movie of that.
Oh, yeah, that would be funny. Mm. Oh, stop that. Stop that. I will turn you off.
Mute Brian. He's chewing again.
You're going to go mute.
Yeah, that would be fun. Let's do the dark side of the movie on that one. I'd like,
yeah, because they are
with the burger dogs.
Because that's kind of, it's funny because that's kind of the way, the genre that he's going for. I mean, you were we were talking to him about the actors trying to ad lib, and he keeps it strict. You know, he wants to keep it kind of, like you said, honoring
the era.
Of the era, honoring the genre. So
yeah,
it's
he said like that they weren't, like, he wouldn't let him like act as if they were doing a parody.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's not a sci-fi Sharknado thing. It's it was, can we recreate a 50s movie using the same effects, black and white, same style, completely stylized like those movies? And I think he pulled it off pretty well.
Sweet. Yeah. Well, the music he totally nailed, too. I don't know how he
I love the music
that, but the music kind of plays through the whole thing like it does in those movies, you know? I was impressed with the music.
And which makes you think they must be common, or you know, he had must get the licensing for stuff, or there's common law, or
I don't know
what they call that.
Common law.
Common law licensing.
Public domain.
Public domain.
Yeah. Same thing, right? Right.
It's like public domain is of marriage.
I know.
Is the common law.
Okay. He's been living with that music for a really long time.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I think. If I listen to a song over and over enough
Might
times,
as well
it's
be
mine.
Shared, huh?
Might as well.
It's my song now.
I've heard "Happy Birthday" 44 times. That song is mine.
Mine.
Until death do we part.
He was selling the soundtrack to one of those movies on cassette.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw that. It was a cassette. I was like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
There's a buddy of me and Scott, a musician in Lincoln, who is starting a cassette label, or has started a cassette label.
Yep.
Sweet.
Yeah. I know a guy that has a cassette label.
Yeah, that's cool. And it's just, you know, embrace it.
Too bad I have nothing to listen to him on.
Yeah.
I yeah, exactly.
A cassette player anymore.
I do it in my garage.
Yeah, okay, right. We'll go
in
to your garage.
Box
then.
In your garage.
Cool. Yeah, hang out in Brian's garage.
A ghetto blaster.
Bring out some cardboard.
That's
and
right.
Break dancing.
Yeah. I need 20 D batteries.
Yeah. D motherfucker D.
I was just gonna say that. I was just gonna say that. Do the right thing.
Yeah, well, we should talk about that on a show sometime. You guys went and saw
Ghetto Blasters.
Not Ghetto Blasters.
Do the right thing.
No,
he's straight out of Compton.
Straight out of Compton. What the hell?
Straight out of Compton.
That's not a horror. That's nothing to do with horror.
I know.
It has absolutely nothing to do with horror, but man, it was a good movie.
It was really good.
Yeah, D Battery would be a good rap name for me.
D Battery? Fuck yeah. I love that.
That's awesome.
D Battery, yeah.
Ain't no triple A.
What's up, D Bat?
Yeah.
D Bat.
D Bat, yes.
That's awesome.
Two D batteries for a double dose of this pimping.
Say what's up, 9 volt.
Burn.
There was a band there called 9 volt. What was it? 9 volt.
Yeah, what were they called?
Nine volt. 9 volt extra word.
The unforgettable.
Yeah, what extra word?
Tongue tester.
Anyway, they were there at
Crypticon.
Crypticon.
Oh. Yeah, we listened
was
to them.
It the,
on
good the ones that really like good Lucifer? Yeah,
hey, you know, it was nice to go outside. One more thing. To go outside, you know, it's like, you know, the air condition and your...
Yeah.
And, what, and then you go out and it's warm and the sunshine and rock bands.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They got a good thing. They got a good thing going.
We'll go back again, so yeah. Let us know if you visited us at Crypticon. Say hi. So, yeah. Crypticon.
If you're one of the Exotica girls, write us.
Yes.
Which one did you like?
Hard to choose.
The 16, or she had to
I like the one with the real tall shoes.
Yeah.
And the butt.
In the butt.
As opposed to the one
without a butt?
Like, as I'm picturing it in my mind, you go out to the left after you leave our aisle, and there was like a green screen where you could do some kind of vendor
activity. I
want
to see that movie they were doing.
Oh, that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
I wonder if you can green screen your way in there.
Maybe next year.
Yeah, right? Let's put your arm up. I saw a picture that they had a guy that was cosplaying Ash. I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And that kid or whatever. And they had the cabin and everything on the
green screen.
It looked really good.
They borrowed your Necronomicon.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I want to see that picture.
You should plug your your craft website.
Oh, yeah. If you guys were there and you liked some of the boxes that we made, you can go to Worlds of Waynecraft on Etsy. And I've got them all up there, what we have left, and some new ones that I made. go to Etsy. It's just Worlds of Waynecraft. I got the monster boxes and Necronomicons. I made some new Necronomicon notebooks.
I saw that. I saw that because a guy asked for that. Somebody said you should make a, what do you say?
Something like you can write in it. Yeah,
like a drawing book or a sketchbook or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I got to find some sketchbooks to do. I did just a journal type and a small, tiny one as well. So
they turned out good.
Oh my God. Oh, sacrilegious. I don't know if I could do that. Look, I'm not Christian, but I respect the other religions, and I don't get struck down by any deity personally. Text. Yeah, right?
He's hedging his bets here.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, man. I'm not the pastor.
Just in case.
Just in case.
Let's go to Target and get a composition book.
Right? Yeah, right? Yeah.
All right, fine.
Yeah, see? It's a little less holy and sacrilegious.
Sacrilegious.
All right.
Sacrilegious.
So, yeah, I think, we got anything else we want to share with our listeners as far as Crypticon?
Were we talking about maybe going to one in October? Isn't there another one in Minneapolis or something?
Yeah,
I want to know about that.
That's the weekend of the 23rd, 24th, 25th, and that is a Crypticon. I guess they have three, one in Kansas City, one in Minneapolis, and then one in Seattle. It's the same company that puts it on. I didn't know because there was also another podcast that you were talking about that was around the same there was something going on that was that same weekend.
Right.
It was something you had, Brian.
Well, there's something going on, but it hasn't been absolutely confirmed. But boy, it'd be cool if it happened, and we would be. It'd be a great opportunity for the podcast for us, and if it happens, you'll hear about it at thenecronomicast.com. We're working on it.
Will you tell me about it?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, if you read your emails or your...
Tell me about it, dude. Jeez.
You even dug
I probably read. I just forgot what it was.
Yeah, see?
Oh, God, Brian, quit texting me. I got work to do.
Or I didn't know who it was he's talking about.
Yeah.
That happens a lot.
Right. Brian,
unfortunately.
All right, that's our wrap-up of Crypticon. In other, I guess, horror news slash...
Scanning the web for all the latest in horror news? Well, this just in. Horror news slash right here.
All right, so this just in. Brian, you want to relay the news?
Yeah, you know, everybody was kind of, you know, checking their phones and doing whatnot on a Sunday night. And when we got word that Wes Craven passed away at age 76 of a brain tumor, which he did not disclose that he... I don't even think he disclosed to his fans that he had. So... our thoughts and everything go out to his family, his coworkers, everybody that's close to him, and of course, you know, his fans that really enjoyed all his work through the years and everything that he brought to the genre and cinema. Wes Craven passed away at age 76.
Favorite Wes Craven movies? Go. Doug. Brian first.
Thank you. Let me think.
Yeah. Well, of course... You know, my favorite, of course, is the original Nightmare on Elm Street. But he had his hand in part three. Also, Wes Craven's New Nightmare. But the Scream, you know, the Scream movies were amazing. Right. I love the first one, especially. It was really amazing. Good. People Under the Stairs, Last House on the Left, that he did with Sean Cunningham. And then also... Serpent in the Rainbow, which is kind of overlooked.
That's a lot of favorites. I just said one.
Wow. Jeez, dude. Don't.
Sorry. Yeah. But Serpent in the Rainbow, too.
Yeah.
You know, I had to speak for Doug, too.
Yeah, so. Thank you.
No, but yeah, just, I mean, guy got behind the camera or put his, you know, his pen to his pad and just created some magic, so.
Yeah, I think People Under the Stairs and the original Nightmare on Elm Street were my favorites. I've seen them both, like, a lot of times.
I guess the original People Under the Stairs.
Yeah.
Right.
And they remade that one.
But the original Nightmare is on Netflix right now, so, you know.
I also liked the reboot. And he did that as well. I guess I wasn't paying attention.
Is he a producer?
He was a producer in that.
Didn't he do Swamp
Scally Face?
Scally Face.
Whatever.
Well, when we do our Nightmare retrospective or our Wes Craven thing, we can talk about that later.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
We don't talk religion, politics, or reboots.
Shit. Yeah. Shit.
Three things you don't talk about at Necronomicast party.
No. Hey, I'll be the first to admit that there's some Friday the 13th that ain't so good. So, you know, you're not stepping on any toes, Lori. Look at
that. Zip, what was yours?
I like the original Nightmare and Serpent in the Rainbow. Yeah. It's been a long time since I've seen either movie, but...
I know. Same here. I don't think it's... I've seen Serpent since it came out, kind of. Yeah. Maybe parts of it throughout the years, but I need to rewatch that now.
You know, and
it's on Netflix. You can get it.
And faithful Necronomicast listeners can go back to our interview with Cody Zwig, because he had a lot of cool insight in working with Wes Craven. He talked about like their sushi lunches, mm-hmm. you know, when he worked with him, and then also Daniel Farren's an interview on an episode a while back talked about his work with Wes on the Never Sleep Again.
Right, the retrospective.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
Oh yeah, so. We watched that mm-hmm. not very long ago.
Yeah, it was 4 hours long.
Yeah, it was really long.
You put that on in the morning with coffee, and you can continue it until dinner. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched that like on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I was like, mm-hmm. I got a life to lead, Cha Cha. Yeah. 4 hours, man. It's like the Friday the 13th one is 7 hours long, and I told my wife that, and she thought I was just like, haha. I'm like, no, really. And there's a 4 hour bonus disc. Since Jesus. I bought it, you know, I bought it.
So it's basically like watching all the movies.
Yeah. It's like an hour on each movie.
About.
God. Wow. But, you know, and then I just watched the new More Brains, because we met Tom Hutton or Hitton. Gosh, what's his name?
Hutton.
Just met him at the Crypticon and bought his documentary that he made on Return of the Living Dead. And that was 2 hours long, plus a couple hours of bonus features.
Wow.
Just on one movie. Amazing. So,
Doug, what was your favorite Wes Craven film?
My favorite would probably be The First Nightmare. That's really scary. Mm-hmm. He made Freddy Krueger, man.
Right?
Iconic. I watched Shocker recently. I didn't think that was also good.
Yeah.
Sorry if anybody's a big fan. It was pretty funny, though. It was entertaining. But,
right. I think everybody would have to say Nightmare, you know, mm-hmm. just because it's so iconic. But this, I guess, second favorite of that would be for me.
Also, like whichever Scream the Dawkins song in it.
Right.
Dream Warriors.
Everybody has Dream Warriors.
Yeah. That's number three. Hey, we met Kincaid.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, right. You fist bumped him, not fist pumped him. Say it right this time. Because when we were recording earlier,
you have to pay extra for that.
Brian fist pumped him.
That's this, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's nice.
Your teenage it's like a daughter.
Shotgun pump, right?
Yeah. It's nice. This.
Dad.
It's nice we don't have a studio cam.
Yeah, right. We could.
Yeah.
All right. So, So when we come back, we'll do another new... we'll have a bunch of bonus features. Not when we come back, but our next episodes are going to be bonus features from Crypticon, some of our interviews, some of our talks with the vendors, and so if you're a podcast out there and you saw us out there, you have any promos you want us to play, please do so and send us them. Like us on Facebook and like us on necronomicast.com.
And also, we're getting ready to start the new season of the Necronomicast, and so we're busy with our homework. We're going to be watching movies and coming up with different topics and subjects that you will definitely want to check out soon.
Get ready for all those Halloween
movies.
Yeah,
what there's almost a chill in the air. I can almost feel it in October.
It's September 1st. Right now, as of this recording, we've got November coming up, or October coming up. I say November because that's my birthday.
They're all coming up.
All of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo! Thank you.
November.
Months. Yes. Fist pump. All right.
Yay, our parents had sex on Valentine's Day.
Yay! Yeah. So cliche.
So, Doug, we're going to hit some haunted houses, guys.
Can we? I want to.
Yeah, we want to talk to some haunted house people and do some remotes from some of the local haunted houses, and I think that would be kind of fun. It'd be fun to actually do a podcast from a haunted house. Mm-hmm. It's loud and noisy and bright, though, and there's a lot of crazy people out there.
Sounds like a good podcast.
Yeah, right?
Well, we tried doing it from a haunted location.
Yeah, that didn't
work. And that was boring and
yeah.
You guys made it fun, though.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, we always do.
Oh, we always have a great time.
I might make everybody do a witches show.
Witches?
Oh, yeah.
Might be chick... chick flick
bubble
nights.
Bubble toil and trouble. We can do an all chick Necronomicon cast.
It'd be awesome.
You can get Molly, because Molly's a guest on here once in a while. She's mm-hmm. right up the street and loves mm-hmm. to do stuff. We can get you girls in there.
Call
no,
Chrissy.
It'll just be all the boys. No,
I won't.
Which is, yeah, so if you have, also, if you've got a topic that you want us to discuss, to look into, go ahead and let us know. Send us a message or an email. And, yeah, so we got lots of stuff planned for Halloween time. Halloween time. Yeah.
And also, thanks for all the new likes on Facebook and all the downloads. We've had a real growth of the show. And we can contribute that to a lot of things, but it's really nice that the word's getting out, and we really appreciate everybody listening to the show.
All right.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Mwah. All right, so until next time, my name is Wayne.
This is Zip.
This is Lori.
This is Brian.
Oh, this is Doug. I'm D-Bat.
D-Bat.
Sign it off.
Full power.
Yeah. Full juice.
we'll fist pump you next time on the Necronomicon.
Oh my god, that feels weird.
You've been listening to the Necronomicast, a weekly podcast produced by Wayne Brecky, part of the Free Life Media Network. For show notes and other information, go to necronomicast.com.
Comedy ensues.
It's comedy insures. Shit. <Yeah. laughs> Okay, what are we doing next?
Hey, everybody, this is Wayne.
This is Zip.
Lori.
Brian.
Doug.
And we're the Necronomicast.
Hello.
A weekly horror play.
Holy fucking shit! Old movies, classic movies, everything coming out that'll just make you lose your mud.
Color movies.
Black and white movies.
We review trailers on appletrailers.com so you know if a movie has potential or it's a pant load.
I don't know shit, so listen to these guys school me every week.
School me.